So with that, we'll go to agenda item five, report and possible discussion from Texas Water Development Board staff. As Brittany's coming up, I would like to introduce our new planner for Region G, Brittany Condrey. Everybody say hi, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hello.
Glad to have you on board. Look forward to your first report of many.
Definitely. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be working with y'all. So for starters, we have some new leadership here at the agency. Director Morgan and Director Franks have joined Chairwoman Stephanie. So you might be seeing their faces around. We wanted to touch a bit on the regional water planning contracts that are coming up. So draft contracts between the Water Development Board and the planning group sponsors are currently under review. The new contracts are expected to go out the first week of September and to be executed by October 15th. Perfect. And then we wanted to touch on the water supply and infrastructure grants. So these grants are a $1 billion one-time appropriation to the board. These grants fund water supply and water infrastructure projects. Wastewater, water supply corporations, and investor-owned utilities are not eligible for this funding. These projects must be consistent with the 2027 state water plan, and these applications are due July 30th. If you want more information on this funding opportunity, you can go to these links. They're in your packet or at the bottom of the slide, or you're welcome to email this email right here at the bottom for more information. Perfect. And for the 2027 state water plan adoption, the first phase one SLIM document is currently being considered. It's going to be considered at our July board meeting. And for our more detailed standard version, our phase two, it's going to be adopted in November, or hopefully adopted in November by our board. Perfect. We want to touch a little bit on the IPC, the Interregional Planning Council. The Texas Water Development Board will start this process of nominations in 2032, early next fiscal year. We aim to appoint council members in the summer of 2027. We hope to be working with the planning groups on nominations and timing for the next IPC, since the requirement remains in statute as of right now. Perfect. And then here we just have our timeline. As you can see, we're already in June 2026, kind of the middle. So as of right now, June, July, the board is considering authorizing the contracts. And then around September, the contracts are going to be executed with the TWDB and the political subdivision. And then in fall, winter, the planning groups are holding their pre-planning meetings for the 2031 regional water plans prior to technical work. Perfect. And then here's my contact information if you have any questions. I'm also open for questions right now if you have anything about what was presented today. Yes, sir. So actually, Tony is going to be going a little bit into it in his section. But it's basically we created a SLIM version for SWIFT funding. I believe Tony's going to go a little bit more into it during his version. Perfect.
Anything else, Brittany? Thank you, Brittany.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.